Dreamers.
Dreamers.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Dad.
So, thank you. So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down, and I CC'd every girl that I'd CC around town, and hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, truth. But I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe? Makes no sense. I know, crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, but glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling, too soon.
Too soon.
Don't do it.
Reconsider.
Read some litter.
Sure on the subject. You sure?
Fuck it.
You know we got your back like chiropract.
Tick.
If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry. Go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, Sammy Daddy, keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, Sammy Daddy, keep your heart. These girls are smart, Sammy Daddy, these girls are smart. Play your part, play your part. And we're here to talk the turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
We're doing business all over the world, and you don't want to bomb your customers.
We're going to do a live reaction to a match from old wrestling. His time will be then when we do the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we're going to leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestling.
It's better to come in the sink than sink in the cum.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
I did.
Oh, yeah, man.
We had some PLEs. I put out a prediction video. I don't know if you saw
it. I did see it. I did.
I didn't put out a reaction one.
I know. Or a review.
A review.
Yeah. I noticed that, but I thought... Maybe you just didn't feel like it.
No, not really. I finished most of the stuff on the next day.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was fun. I was really excited to see the worlds collide.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see how that went. I think it went well. I feel like mostly everything was positive. There's always going to be things that could be better or things that people didn't like, but...
What do you think about this iguana guy?
Love it. So I've seen him before... And I was thinking about it, and I'm pretty sure I've seen all of these wrestlers at... I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but my wife and I went to the same convention, but to two different years.
Oh, yeah, man.
And most of those people were at the convention or wrestled at it.
Okay.
As far as the triple...
That makes sense.
The triple A guys
were. It was like the Mass Republic thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mass Republic. They throw wonderful conventions.
Attaboys.
And so I think I've seen him, but I never got to see the whole thing. And I loved it. It's great. Good. It's right up my alley.
Good. Yeah.
He can wrestle, but it's a pure comedy deal.
Right.
He's got a puppet. If you missed it, he's got a puppet, Iguana. I can't remember the name, but it's got a name and it's used in the matches.
Oh,
and
shit.
People play along and
that's funny.
Was it Lince Dorado got mad at it and beat it up? Did you see that?
I didn't see it at all.
He grabbed the... I just didn't know because the clip's making the rounds. He would use the puppet and it would, like, bite somebody's hand. And then he would do, like, you know, like those crazy lucha arm drags type of things. Is that what it is? I guess when they hit the ropes and... It's an arm drag, right?
I would think so. I mean, what I'm imagining in my head... Luchadors do the arm drag.
You know, like, what, like, Phoenix does, where he, like, jumps on the rope, then the second rope, then the first rope.
Yeah, I would call that...
And then he's
kind of holding their arm.
And then he jumps over him.
I would call that an arm drag.
So he does an arm drag where the iguana's got his hand and he's fighting or whatever. And then later in the match, Lince Dorado, I think, grabbed it and, like, punched it and stomped it and then picked it up and did a standing Spanish fly to the... puppet.
That's
and that's the kind of stuff I
that's
like.
Funny.
So, I mean, good match. It's not my match of the week. My match of the week is more of a wrestling match, but the comedy stuff is...
Hiromu Takahashi had this, like, stuffed animal cat that he would do sort of like that.
Okay.
And then I think someone killed it. I can't remember who it was. And then he had a new one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was worried that was kind of a sad ending.
And now he doesn't use it anymore. I don't know what that's about. I must have missed something. But that's fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And then they had Money in the Bank on ITV.
And that was good. I got to... I have a little projector. And the only problem with the summer in Cleveland, the city that we live in, this year that we live here, is the sun doesn't go down till like 9:30. But I took my little projector outside, and when it got dark, I set it up and put Money in the Bank on the thing and watched it outside with a little fire going.
That's awesome.
My neighbors came over. My wife was there. So that was fun.
sounds like a good time.
I like Money in the Bank.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It was fun, and you're not going to believe this.
I know.
R-Truth came back.
Wow.
But it wasn't really R-Truth.
Who was it?
Ron Killing.
Remember him from TNA Wrestling?
I do. So I think we're getting a serious... And then he was on Raw last night.
Yeah.
He cut his hair.
I saw what says his rat.
And he said Ron Killings is at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
He's the whole the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
You see this whole, like...
I'm all about it.
The fandom arguing about whether or not... Yeah. What do you think?
I think don't get upset either way, whatever you think, but it's not. They got rid of him, and there was a lot of bad feelings.
For sure.
It seems like...
Don't you think it would be nicer if Triple H was just like, listen, the fans spoke, and we listened to the fans, than being like, you guys we tricked you.
I get it in the sense of if he's... Like, you don't want him taking over every...
I know, I know. I've thought of that for sure. I get it. Right.
I think
you don't want to be like, if you don't like the results, you could just do this shit and we'll fucking listen.
He should have... No commented it.
Yeah,
he but like said. In the sense of just like, because I can't remember what did he say. Did you watch the show? It's part of the show.
Yeah,
I think it should have just been more of, did you watch the show? Keep watching, type of thing. Like not like
right. Way, something like, that was more of like avoiding the
ambiguous
answering the
question. But like clearly dodging it, but just let it go. And they made it was the wrong move to get rid of him, as at least in my opinion. And clearly a lot of people, fan-wise.
I don't think there's anybody who was like, yeah, fucking R-Truth.
That was a good move.
Is a bitch.
Good thing you got rid of R-Truth.
Right. He's not my truth.
He is. Now he is. Not anymore.
True.
Now he's making a killing.
Wasn't he around the truth killing?
Yeah.
Now he is making a killing.
They did have something that's killing spree. Was like a shirt I think they have on their website, which I'm like, wow, that's kind of good for you guys.
Yeah, that's not PG.
That's a pro wrestling tee.
Right. WWE no, for tee. Sure.
So, I'm just happy he's back, no matter what the deal is. If this is his last run, he gets to... It's the impression I have is he's getting to do it as much as you can in WWE. He's getting to do it his way.
Yeah.
So, if this is the last run, he's talented enough. He could be a commentator or a producer or a stuff outside of wrestling. I'm sure he could be an actor.
Yeah.
Rapper. I know he raps.
He does hip-hop.
I'm just happy he's back.
I think he met Tupac and Easy.
He did.
Yeah.
He just did an interview with Chris Van Vliet where he was like, what's up with that picture? And he explained that he was trying to be a rapper and he would go to all over the place. I don't remember. I think he's like Atlanta, South area.
Interesting. I don't
know. And he would go to the different events and he just happened to meet him a couple times and then he got the picture.
I remember I had a friend who was going to Ring of Honor Wrestling Academy probably like... What is it, 2025? Probably like 15 years ago. Yeah, the year of our lives. Probably like 15 years ago in 2010, the year of our lives. And he was being trained by Delirious.
Mm-hmm.
And then Delirious was talking to the class, and he was like, because this dude, I talked to him every day after his class. I wanted to know how it went.
Well, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, today he was telling us, like, you know, one of the, like, don'ts of wrestling etiquette is, like, you know, make sure you always basically bring your own wrist tape and how, you know, people borrow wrist tape and they never return it. And then he said, R-Truth owes me like $30 of wrist tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he paid him back.
I hope so too, man. I mean, he definitely can afford it.
Yeah. I hope he got whatever he was looking for on his contract or whatever.
Hell yeah.
So he definitely can afford $30 in wrist tape.
He can. And Delirious needs it.
He's probably just loading up on the wrist tape in the back of WWE now.
You're fucking right.
They're going to have a rule come out soon.
I was listening to Wrestling Observer today, and some days it's Brian Alvarez and Lance Storm. And this was one of those days.
Really?
And
I didn't know that.
Sometimes it's Brian Alvarez and Lance Storm. Sometimes it's Filthy Tom Lawler.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's like on at least once a week.
I had no idea. Bone Job?
Uh-huh. The very same.
I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah. And
really?
He's really interesting.
Like talking behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
Dirt?
Yeah. Talk about.
He doesn't strike me as that kind of individual.
Yeah, he's always on there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll start sending you stuff. But it's always on the members only thing.
Mm.
I know, because I'm. Do you have like a membership on any YouTube channel?
No, I don't think
it's so stupid. Because if if I'm watching a YouTube video and I turn my screen off, I can still hear the video.
Because you have the.
If it's a membership, it doesn't let you.
Even with the YouTube Plus,
yeah.
I don't think that's what it's called. But
I don't.
Red?
No, that's a different thing.
That's Taylor Swift.
I think it's just called YouTube.
Premium.
Premium. That's it.
I see.
Premium, more like creamulum.
Coming.
But yeah, Filthy Tom's on there and Lance Storm. And today Lance Storm was on there and he was saying how he thinks that what would have been a cool idea to have R-Truth come back and Ron Killings come back would be if it showed Triple H calming him and being like, Ron, where are you? And then Ciampa is laughing in the background and then Triple H is like, what? And he's like, I ribbed him. And so then the idea is that he...
Ciampa was the one to fire him?
Yeah.
That's not Ciampa. They're bad guys.
So, see, that would have worked then.
But I think I like it. But I think since if they're going the serious route, they did it the right way.
Yeah.
I think we all fantasy booked it as silly, funny art.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to go somewhere else.
He wants to be.
Yeah, serious. Which is cool.
Well, like,
I remember. I mean, I always liked him in TNA.
Well, you know, I haven't.
He does a lot of spins.
I've fallen off it a little bit. But I was watching those original pay per views. And he's one of the few highlights of. What they have going on, I think, at that beginning stages.
For sure.
And he's a good, I don't think they'll go the same route because it was a lot of racial undertones, overtones, whatever, with his TNA stuff, at least at the beginning that I'm watching.
Yeah.
But it was definitely let's be for real. It was what, 2002, whenever they started?
Yeah, I think
whatever.
Right 2002 or 2003. Definitely.
And they're in the South. So the black guy talking about that stuff's going to be the heel.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a good, you know how they always say the bad guy has to believe in what they're saying and like, even if it's twisted, have a point.
Yeah.
He was that heel, but it's not, he was speaking the truth.
He was right. Exactly. He was speaking the truth.
There we go. We got to it. But yeah, so I don't think they'll go that far, but he can play that character and be...
Yeah,
Well,
he was also in like a trio, I believe, with Conan and
TNA.
Yeah, and BG James, which was a Road Dog. It was called Three Live Crew.
I remember like hearing of it. I'm not to that.
Well, do you remember when he was K Quick?
Yeah.
In WWE, it was basically that, but with Conan added to it.
K Dog. He was on commentary for World Collide.
Oh yeah, I did check into it.
Did you know that was on YouTube?
Yeah,
I had no clue.
I was at a like Safari type of thing, and I was kind of like on the ride home. I would like wanted to see what the presentation looked like. And I was like, I like that they did the red, white, and green ropes at least, and I like that the turnbuckle pads were the same color as the ropes and stuff like that.
Well,
that was neat.
There wasn't any ads in the ring either. I don't think
for
that
right.
one,
which is kind of funny because Triple A already does that.
Well, and I was gonna say it's funny because they showed clips from the first one in '94, first Worlds Collide in '94, and the ring if the Corona. Logo was any bigger, it would have been outside the ring.
That's hilarious.
Like it was literally, I think it was Corona.
That's who they had for a long time, but I don't think they have
Modelo?
Corona on there. I don't think they have Corolla on there anymore, or Corona on there anymore. They have something else.
I don't know.
The ring is different. Way. It changed like the last year or so.
It's just funny that the ads on the ring is such a big, and you can feel how you want
to be.
They had a fucking fireball, like the
news
ladder.
Yeah.
They only had two of them actually.
Oh,
and
cool.
It just depends how you do it.
I mean, I think that the ring mat thing is not a problem because New Japan does it, AAA does it. Who cares? I think CMLL does it.
And the tables have Slim Jim on it.
No, is that what it is? I think that there's a lot of like that stuff is like to me silly, like a ladder and tables and like I think my understanding is it's just a lot of commercial breaks and Raw and stuff. That I think
actual
sucks.
Commercials
that I think sucks
can fuck off.
Hell yeah, man!
Off. Is a direction they can fuck.
Wait, do it again.
off is a direction they can. I said it. I meant it. I don't know. I guess if you do it, so commercial breaks are annoying. I get it to a point, but like if there's advertisements on stuff, I don't care personally. Mm-hmm. I could get why it bothers people, but did it really matter that there was a fireball ladder?
I think it's just weird.
It is strange.
Yeah,
but it's just because it's new too.
And I just like to bitch about it because I think that they're. I don't know. It's just like anywhere we can put your logo, we're gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, 7-Eleven had a turnbuckle. That's Money in the Bank.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I also didn't know about the table. I think I heard about it, but I thought that it didn't happen. I guess it did, huh?
I thought it did the other day. I don't think they did it at the pay-per-view. I could be wrong. I don't know. I thought I saw a picture of it, but I can't. I don't know what's real anymore.
Fake. True, it was AI.
I just asked ChatGPT, is this real? And he says, oh, yeah.
He's like, my cousin would have made it if it wasn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we're good. What was I going to say about the average? But then, it was probably a year ago or so now, but like AEW had the Texas Chainsaw title match or whatever.
Because that belt looked cool, man.
Is that when the game came out? And I'm not talking bad about it. Because didn't Leatherface come out?
I think.
Or something like that? Or the lights? Remember they got
It was ridiculous. I think it was Jeff Hardy, wasn't it, in that match?
Jeff Jarrett.
I thought it was Jeff Jarrett versus Jeff Hardy. Am I wrong about this?
I don't remember.
I don't think it's right. Because Jeff Hardy barely wrestled in AEW.
Jeff Jarrett and Karen Jarrett and Sanjay Dutt and that group was in the back. And then they get bloody. They didn't get bloody.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But I forgot about that, bro.
Exactly. Because who cares?
Uh-huh.
Get it.
Yeah.
Get your money. If it's, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it annoying? Yes. Is it, as like a fan of it? But I don't know. If the wrestling is good, you're going to look past it. Probably.
I watched.
Hold on. Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Okay, me.
Your turn.
I watched. What's it called? AEW
wrestling. Oh.
It was Fighter Fest, and it was AEW Dynamite and AEW Collision in a row. Which last week you said that there was a 4-hour show, and I was like, oh yeah.
I
didn't think it was that week. Yeah, tomorrow's also 4 hours.
What are we doing here, man? Why? What's on Saturday?
I think this is the NBA.
They're not on. I think normally the NBA is only on. It's on like, what do you call it when it's like 3, 5, and 8? It's like broadcast TV, not cable.
I'm gonna Google.
I think it's on broadcast. The only thing I can think of would be the Stanley Cup. That's hockey. I don't know if you know that.
Is it on TNA?
It might be on whatever. I know they have a deal with both of them, or maybe they just got to play another Rock movie. Maybe San Andreas has the spot on Saturday now. Or you know what I did? So what I did here, while you're looking that up, is that they're doing this. I don't think it'll be regularly, but they're doing this to test it out to see what time slots
are best
for the show.
But definitely, I can tell you this. It's not right after Dynamite.
No.
Do it Thursday for all I care.
So, is it 8 to midnight? Is that what we're
doing? It is. It says it's an NHL playoff.
It's the hockey. It's the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
That's like important.
That's it. Yeah. But I mean, I did enjoy the things that happened on it, but because Collision starts off with fucking Okada coming out.
That's cool.
And fucking talking to holding up his belt, and then Kenny's like, "Oh, what am I about too?" And then they fucking beat each other up. And then later in the night, they announced that it's going to be Kazuchika Okada versus one Kenny Omega. And I never thought about how they have the same initials.
Yeah, that's been the whole point.
Oh, shit. And they have the same initials as Kevin Owens?
Mm-hmm. We're going to make the jump when he heals up from his injury that he might not heal up from.
Someone else has those initials, too. Who is
KO?
It?
Cassius Ohno.
That's right. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, if you go look at our videos, you talked about Kenny versus Okada.
I did.
As one of the things All In needs.
I did. And this guy, who I don't know, says that he doesn't want to see them face each other again. But I think, if we're super nice to this guy, he may become a new
Dreamer.
Well, let's say his name. I'm going to look it up right now.
All
right.
We'll talk about him and we'll say nice things.
But tell me what else.
Because, I'm just glad he's engaging, you know?
We don't have to. We don't want.
You don't have to agree with me.
We want people to watch and enjoy. Mm-hmm. We don't have to agree.
You don't have to agree with
this
me.
This is a place for.
We'll get him on the show. He lives in.
It's a place for debate.
I don't think he lives in Cleveland, the city that we live in, but if he. His name doesn't have any swears in it, does
it? There's the internet.
Because I was looking at our new subscribers. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of subscribers recently. And
thanks.
Thanks about that, gang. We love you.
Dreamers.
But one of the people's name is Fuck You, Mom. I was like, okay, welcome.
So is it this guy that his comment was, you think Kenny and Rainmaker should fight for the 33rd time?
Yeah, yeah, that's him.
This man face, nah. Side eye emoji, bro. Closed eye sweating emoji. Shaking my head.
Yeah, he was asking
shrugging
his
emoji. No.
He asked his
different
age.
T-shirt shrugging emoji. Thanks.
That's
his,
okay.
His name is Corey Thompson, the one and only.
I feel like there's got to be more than one.
No? Hey, listen.
Corey T, I call him, was running a cool nickname basis.
Oh, he commented twice.
He did comment twice, which I appreciate.
Swerve and Hangman were the only other wrestlers you named that I recognized.
I find that hard to believe that he's not heard of Will Ospreay.
Oh. Well, that's what, hey, maybe.
There's no way.
Maybe
Will Ospreay was in New Japan when he was he was watching those matches.
Us, go to wrestle.cream on Instagram, or is that Sammy Daddy on Instagram, and message us.
Yeah.
And we can tell you what wrestling to watch.
Or if you would like, Corey Thompson, the one and only, email us at
hotjoe
at wrestlecream.com or sammydaddy at wrestlecream.com. And we'll get you on the show, man. We'll
yeah,
put
we'd
you,
love to talk
we gotta,
to you.
We could do a third screen, you know.
Or if you are in the Cleveland area.
If you are.
Go to the Beachland Ballroom tomorrow.
Go in the goddamn Beachland Ballroom
we'll
and watch
there.
The old wrestling murder mystery.
Yeah, Beachland Ballroom. Doors are at 6:30.
Yeah, show starts at 7:30. If you are there,
we'll be there.
We're going to be there, and you can come on, be on the show.
You can cream with us.
You can cream.
Everyone's coming.
With us, creamers.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're going to be recording, trying to record a little bit of content for this, not this show you're watching right now, but the show that you're, not this episode, but this season.
You're right.
But it's only one season.
That's true. But I'm never going to, you can change it on Audio Boom, but I say no. I'm not going to do that.
No, because we're not, there's no off season.
There's no off season. Audio Boom, why don't you get your shit together?
Stop it. Audio Boom, you're not welcome.
Fucking right.
Unless you want to. Then you can go. Anybody can go, though. But yeah.
But yes, guys, now get your sweet behinds to this old wrestling murder mystery tomorrow. It's going to be wrestling. There's going to be a murder. Probably
mystery.
Several. And we're going to all figure it out.
We're going to figure it out
together. And you could be on the podcast. You could be on WrestleCream, your favorite goddamn show.
Yeah. And you Creamers. Can. And also, I think the main event we get to vote on.
Really?
Matthew Cross is fighting one of the four top competitors, and we, the old wrestling fans, get to choose whom it will be live, in person, at the Beachland Ballroom. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. June 13th, tomorrow. Be there.
Creamers, welcome.
Creamers.
So you watched wrestling.
What I did,
else?
But
is that, it?
That would have been a good segue.
Could have been.
Into what we're going to do now, because Creamers, if you're unfamiliar with old wrestling, which would be kind of hard to believe if you're a Creamer, because we talk about it all the damn time.
Come on.
And we're going to be there, and so should you.
Keep up.
We're going to do a watch along right now
of
a fun little match. It's
who's in it?
Let's see. We've got...
I think I know some of these people.
I think you do. It's going to be... it's Chuck Taylor.
Oh, maybe you heard of him.
And Jock Sampson.
Maybe you heard of him.
Versus the Jollyville Jeepers.
Ooh, I know them too.
Are you ready for the Sam Dad?
Oh, gosh. I have to be. So all right. I am, and I will be. Let's do it. The Jollyville guys are a good tag team. I don't know if you've seen
I'm
them.
I'm glad to hear it.
Have you seen them? Well, I think they're bad.
I have never seen them, actually.
They're fun.
What's his face? Pedro.
Yes.
Oh, he's doing a voice.
I feel like he's been announcer everywhere.
He's a Cleveland boy, the city that we live in.
He's announced for everybody. I've seen him in Southern Ohio. I've seen him in Middle Ohio.
Yeah, he was in Cleveland All Pro Wrestling.
Right.
He was in Pro Wrestling Ohio, fucking Prime
he's
Wrestling.
Back at AIW.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's like there. I went to a GCW show that was here, and he was there as like a, I don't know what he was doing, but he was like making sure that you weren't stealing seats.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, he's a good guy, and he
He knows his, he knows what he's doing around here.
What do you? I love wrestling. What do I have to do to make this happen? Mm-hmm. So thank you, Pedro.
Pedro.
Here's these guys.
Look at these little buggers. This is the Jollyville Ranchers. What is it?
Jollyville Jeepers?
That's right. Okay, hold on one second. I feel like this is too loud.
Oh, they're playing... Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're playing Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Because they're the Jollyville Jeepers.
Yeah, you're right.
They T-Money and Nasty Russ.
I love those names.
I can say I've got to know Russ a little bit, and he's a fantastic gentleman.
That's good.
So thank you, Russ.
I wish they were going to be there tomorrow.
I know.
In the Beachland Ballroom at 6:30, doors open, and 7:30 the show starts.
I know. You never know. Hey, it's a murder mystery.
That's true. And I'm glad that they're not there.
Anybody, though.
I don't want them to murder, and I don't want them to be murdered.
We don't have any inside information.
Of course not.
But, like, I don't know who gets murdered.
I know. I'm
nervous.
I'm on pins and needles. I'm trying to figure out how this dang show is going to go.
Oh, by
Jack Sampson and Chucky T.
I like Jack Sampson is a... I don't know what you call the area. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky.
The Appalachia.
Appalachian staple of professional wrestling.
He's the goddamn Appalachian Mountain.
Yeah. He's awesome. And then, of course...
Yes.
Chucky T.
Chucky T Barefoot?
Yeah, they're moonshiners.
Okay. I love Chuck Taylor. I'm a huge Chuck Taylor boy.
I would like... Well, what's he... Is he producing?
I don't know.
AEW?
I think.
Because I would love... He's somebody I'd like to have a YouTube Inside channel me. Or a vlog or... Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. For sure.
But he just has a really weird sense of humor.
I think he had a YouTube channel...
He used to put stuff out, right?
Yeah, because Greg Iron was... We were doing a video... he was doing these videos where he, like...
He
unboxed... Gregory Iron. He was doing a video where he unboxes wrestling figures of people that he knows. And Chuck Taylor is one of them.
That's a good series.
And then he was telling me that... Oh, maybe he's in the video. I don't remember. Did we even put the video out? I don't know if we did the Chuck Taylor one. And it's all on in my computer.
I remember... Cage? Did he do a Cage one? And
because that's when he talked about how Brian Cage thought he was unconscious.
And beat him up. Who else did he? And
he has an Eddie Kingston one.
Eddie Kingston's what I'm thinking of.
He has a Ruby Solo one, I think. If there's a
Soho.
Sorry,
duh. You're right. She's wrestled here.
He has several. Yeah.
Gregory Iron's wrestled here. I don't believe Cage has.
I wouldn't. I don't think so either.
But yeah, so those...
He's a Kentucky gentleman.
Those moonshiners tend to get a little tipsy during their matches.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they let's be honest, they come in tipsy.
Seems that way.
And those Jollyville guys, they're ready to... They lift weights.
Oh, boy. Referee's getting a little tipsy, too.
Did he take a drink?
He did. He's going to get a little tipsy. He's going to get a little topsy-turvy.
Oh, that's never good.
I love that he's checking their boots when they're shoeless. That's hilarious.
Oh, he said those are stinky piggies.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no.
This is gonna be my wife's first indie wrestling show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we screwed up because she's not going to want to go to any of the other ones.
Yeah, she's going
to
be like, I liked it better when it was the 1920s.
Yeah, I like the Time Machine wrestling.
Yeah.
She'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see how she wouldn't.
That's what we've talked about.
It's just so bizarre and unique. Not bizarre.
As a wrestling fan, you'll appreciate the wrestling and the nods.
Unique is what the word I should have said.
Pro wrestling. What did you say?
I said bizarre.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. Da-na-na.
Every time.
Oh, baby.
But her as a non-wrestling fan will get just as much enjoyment out of this. This would...
Right.
As a standalone in a bubble, you'll enjoy it, wrestling fan or not. But if you're trying to get somebody to kind of get into wrestling, this is the perfect thing for all ages.
For sure.
It's like a Pixar movie. Yeah, maybe you could see that you might think it's for kids.
Yeah.
But there's some adult humor in there.
That's very true.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, and in Pixar, I don't think they've ever put out a bad movie. I would imagine that old wrestling hasn't put out a bad show.
Fair.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they're just... He's back out there drinking. Oh, well, they just ran into each other.
That's not good. Oh, goodness.
Oh! I don't think anybody has shoes on.
Yeah, you're right. Does the other...
I think Jollyville's name in this is... Unless I'm wrong, it's Clean and Jerk. Which is... Not about penises. It is about weightlifting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done both, there. But I prefer one.
They just said clean tags the out the jerk. The people love them.
I love
Jock Samson. Oh.
It's a hard choice.
They did sell the drink. Yeah. Jerk is a pretty big boy. Jock Samson's a pretty big boy. Oh, but not big enough there.
Oh, boy. Come on, Jock.
Let's see what happens. I do love how much the scratching on the film. I know we talked about it in the previous.
But and then sometimes they don't do it, and I like it just as much.
We watched some that were just regular in color, HD, whatever, and they were fine.
Yeah.
One way or the other isn't better, but I appreciate both.
Agreed.
Or the commentary, how it sounds like it's that.
An old-timey radio. Yeah.
I've got to see a lot of wrestlers at this that are, the first time I got to see them was at Old Wrestling, and then I've seen them at other independent things. I mean, there's a lot that have gone on to your AEWs and WWEs, but seeing them at this is, you'll kind of see their personality. If they can wrestle, you know, all these guys can wrestle, but you get to see that personality.
Well, like Chuck Taylor, for example, I mean, he looks like he's, because you know the way they're going to structure this match is going to be based on these 20s characters. It's not something he's normally going to be doing,
right?
And that's probably a whole lot of fun.
Usually, he's not drinking moonshine in between moves.
No, he's doing it in between matches.
Oh,
because he's a Kentucky gentleman.
Yeah, it makes sense now. So yeah, he's drinking a lot. If we can be honest.
Oh, yeah. He's on his bum.
He's
Oh. Attaboy.
So like we alluded to before, with your Mr. Iguanas or your Orange Cassidy, who's been in old wrestling, like, I like this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, unless you're Mr. Super Serious Wrestling, and it's got to be...
Uh-huh.
New Japan,
which is kind of ironic. I don't think like Jim Cornette, for example, would be a fan of this, but this is the kind of wrestling that he likes.
Yeah, well, this is almost like a homage to this time, mm-hmm. more so than the kind of wrestling it is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only thing I will say is it's 1920s in characters, atmosphere, style, but it's pretty modern. Wrestling wise, just that I don't want to turn anybody off, and they think they're going to see two dudes.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but
bad wrestling.
Yeah, there's not going to be bad wrestling on this one, guys.
It's good wrestling.
If you like good wrestling and you hate bad wrestling, go to old wrestling and make sure you're goddamn there on June 13th tomorrow.
Doors at 6:30. Show at 7:30.
Where's it at?
You should know by now. Beachland Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland.
Right. Ooh.
Thunderous Slam.
Yeah, man.
So it looks like... Oh. He's seeing double. Mm-hmm. Maybe triple. He doesn't know where to go. Oh, he got the tag. But so did the Jeepers. Clean, jerk, clean, I was going to say that these moonshiners seem to be pretty much in control, but Jerk has just turned it around.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, no. Actually, I want them to win. I do like the Jolly Jeepers, though.
I'm a Jeepers guy.
You're a Jeepers boy?
Yeah, I'm a Jeepers boy.
You're a Jeeper.
You know them? Outside of this?
I've never seen them before.
The Jollyville Fuckets.
Is that what they're really called?
And they have big, like, it's almost like Flavor Flav clocks. Or no, no, it's rims. Okay. It's like a big rim on a giant chain that they wear.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I could like that. I like that. I like the Jollyville Jeepers, and I guess I also like the Jollyville Fuckets.
Oh, well, too bad, because they just lost.
Yeah, man.
Wait.
Oh, what's Pedro?
No. Is that Eric Ryan?
Yeah, it is.
Those are the Prohibition Boys. I can't remember what their name is. The Bureau of Prohibition came and took their hooch. Oh. Oh, no. They're not happy. So, obviously, as we've pushed a little bit here, our storyline is a murder mystery.
Yes.
But they do that stuff like they did there.
Yeah.
Where there's the moonshiners and then the Bureau of Prohibition comes and takes their hooch.
Yes. Not to be confused with the Bureau of Josh Prohibition.
Right. That's a different
They've been debunked.
He's a referee now.
Defunct.
He's a referee now.
Is he? For real?
Oh, like a bad guy referee.
Joshy.
He came back, and now he's with Bronner.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But enough of that, okay?
We're talking about
the dang Beachland Ballroom, this location that you should be at tomorrow night.
For wrestling.
Uh-huh. You can get there at 6:30. You can come over to our table. You could talk to us. We're going to put a microphone in your face. You're going to
be there all night.
And in case you want to know what we're going to even talk to you about, we're going to say, who's your favorite wrestler and what does he do? Or whatever. What are we going to say?
Something like that. If you want to know what we're going to say, show up. Yep. But we'll be there before, during, and after the show. I think there's a bar and I don't think they have a huge menu, but they have food, and it's good.
They've got good food.
I can't remember what I got last time I was there, but I remember liking it.
If you're a WrestleCream fan, if you're a creamer, if you're a fan of good old pro wrestling.
Yeah. If you eat food.
And you that's good.
Or if you drink drinks.
That are good. You should be there, because guess what?
Everyone's coming.
It's going to be a good old time.
So, Sammy Daddy, what is the John Cena quote of the week?
I'd love to tell you.
Fucking tell me, bro.
There's a picture.
Tell me so goddamn hard.
Love that last takes work. Tremendous work. Anyone who thinks differently has little perspective on the timeline and totality of existence. Don't fear love. But do not ignorantly proceed in thinking it comes without effort.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
So my normal watching and the couple pay-per-views got me up to 390 matches.
What's your match count? Oh, sorry, what's your match of the week?
Oh, I forgot about that part. I am going to go with the main event of the WWE AAA Worlds Collide pay-per-view.
Chad Gable facing
Hijo del Vikingo. It was awesome. I guess this is the record as far as like my life is concerned. So I think I'm going to go on record. And I don't know. I want to phrase it the right way. And I'm going to go with, I want to see Chad Gable wrestle all the time. I don't want to go like he's my favorite wrestler, because I don't know if that's the right way to say
it.
But I just want to see him fight everyone once.
Okay. Wow.
Like, I don't want to make it too much for him, but maybe he's my favorite. Chad Gable's my favorite wrestler right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's sick,
He's awesome. He's totally awesome.
Maybe we can get him on the show.
I don't know how he could have like a lucha match with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was more of a lucha style for the show, and like he wasn't trained like that. And it's not like he had, but he can pull out what he needs to pull out, and he, if you believe that he's El Grande Americano, he fought in the main event of Worlds Collide and fought in a ladder match at, oh, that is one thing I wanted to tell you. I was watching it, like I told you, on the, it does have volume, but it was kind of low, and we had music playing, and we were talking and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I did hear a part where Michael Cole is the one pushing that Chad Gable is El Grande Americano, and McAfee and Wade Barrett both are like, no, it's not. And Wade Barrett pointed out that their nipples are different.
That's
and Michael Cole said, what? And he's like, why did you, he's like, never in my 20 whatever years have I studied, or I'm sorry, at first he went, how do you know that? And he said, they compete every week shirtless, duh. And then Michael Cole, never once in my 20 whatever years have I studied somebody's nipples. He's like, well, I'm doing my job, Michael.
That's great.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that part was really funny.
That is hilarious.
But yeah, so Chad Gable, main event, I would check it out. It's on YouTube for free.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse not to. It was awesome.
Get your shit together and watch it, motherfuckers.
12-star classic. Yeah.
Wow. My match count.
Give it to me.
Sammy Daddy, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
I gave it to you, so I'll give it to me.
Okay, sorry.
No, we're there. I'm agreeing.
467.
Wow. You got like 100 on me. That Super Juniors fucked me up.
I know, man. But I only watched, you know, 1 4-hour AEW show with 10 matches or something.
I told you, all you watch is 10 match cards.
Yeah.
What was your match of the week?
It was Kenny Omega versus Brody King versus Mescara Dorada versus Claudio from Fyter Fest. Claudio Castagnoli from Fyter Fest.
That sounds.
It was quite good.
Was that on Dynamite? The Dynamite 2 hour? Because I think like the first.
It was the main event. Because then after that.
I did see some of that then. Yeah.
Well, it ended on there, and then that's when Kenny was celebrating, and then Okada came out, and the beginning of Collision, and was like, I'm going to beat you up, you piece of shit.
I didn't know it was a four-hour event, but two shows.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever.
No, what's weird is, because you watched it on Max, right?
I watched it the next, I did put on Dynamite, and it ended, and I'm like,
yeah, that's how, it was that way live. Oh, like, I had to get out and go to Collision. I know, wasn't that weird?
So. All right, but if you're watching it on, what are they, on TBS?
Mm-hmm.
Then it just...
Yeah, and then it probably just went... But watching it on Max, I had to get out of it and then go and to Collision and watch it. It was ridiculous.
Hey, this isn't my room for cream, but I was thinking about this. Do you think it's ironic or funny or whatever you want to call it that... Remember, we talked about it, how it was HBO Max. Well, whatever. It was HBO Go and then now, but then their official streaming thing was Max.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Then they changed to Max. Then they changed back to HBO Max within like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But then the intro to their shows, where it's the static, and then it shows HBO and it goes, ta-da, has been the same since, like, 92. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That they were so indecisive about the name, but they've kept the same.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they worried about, oh, it was, what wasn't it, like a navy blue and then it was black.
I think that the stuff that still has that HBO intro of the, or whatever, is stuff that also airs on HBO on cable.
Yeah, but isn't it, don't you just think it's weird that they never switched that? Like, WWE
that's
switches their intro.
Yeah, AEW, that's very true. Yeah, that's a good point. They change their name all the goddamn time.
But not that.
But they're like, no, that's iconic, even though no one really. I every time when a show starts and it does that, I always
it's like, play it catches my attention.
Just like what we talked about before, where it's to be,
Well, that's still the best one, probably.
It's the best one. There's not going to be one that takes that down.
We started watching Last of Us, and that's when I realized it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, this show's not that old. I mean, I'm in the first season, so
you're like, this isn't The Sopranos.
But I'm like, wait a minute. Like, if I put on Entourage or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Yeah, I like to point those. I like to make you think.
It's kind of like you have two room for creams.
Damn, that's selfish.
No, it's okay. You haven't been here in over a week. Actually, in like 3 weeks or something.
Like a month.
Yeah, so
but you weren't wrong. You weren't wrong to say over a week. You haven't been here in over 5, 6
That's
hours.
True. That is true.
I've not been here in like couple minutes.
Same. Well, no, I actually have. Creamers.
Creamer.
What was the best match you watched in the last week, huh? Comment below.
Yeah, what's your favorite intro?
Was it Corey Thompson?
Corey Thompson, the one and only.
Corey Thompson, the one and only. Comment below. Let us know what your match of the week was, because we want to know.
I'm curious what you're watching, because you watched a wrestling video, but you weren't familiar with all the wrestlers. That intrigues me. And I mean this...
Yeah, nothing that we are saying here is in any kind of a malicious way. We think you're a great person. We're happy that you're commenting. We want to talk to you more, man. Is it weird that we're targeting this one single guy? Yeah. He's the one who commented. So yeah. Comment below, Creamers, if you want us to talk about you on next week's show.
Yeah, we'll pick one lucky commenter.
Yeah. Or if you email us at hotjoe@wrestlecream.com or sammydaddy@wrestlecream.com, yeah, then we're definitely going to read your shit.
Oh, yeah, email wins. Mm-hmm. Because we're old. You know what the E stands for?
And old?
No, in email.
Yep. Electronic.
Electronic. Yep.
They see.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew.
Sammy Daddy.
You know my real room for cream?
Yeah, sure.
I'm jumping in front of you.
Cool. Mine's serious.
Oh, good. So yeah, it's better if I go first. Mine's not a joke.
I don't know. You just might cut mine's the tension.
Mine's not serious.
I'm gonna make people. I'm gonna
is
make
yours gonna be
freak
serious?
Out.
Serious?
People are gonna freak out. No,
should
I'm
you
kidding.
Do it first? Oh. I feel like a lost art form is edited music.
Edited and in what way?
You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And don't get me wrong, I'm not big on, I don't like censorship. And we could do a whole three
I think
hour,
I know where you're going with
we,
this.
We could do a whole 3-hour podcast of the FCC. And I mean, obviously, you know it better than I, like the actual rules, but like, these words are okay, but these ones aren't. That's a whole other topic that I'm not even smart enough to discuss, but I just know how it makes me feel.
Well, I would never say that.
But... however, there's a whole... somebody was playing an Eminem song. Maybe My Name Is, mm-hmm. if I'm remembering correctly. One of the very early stuff, at least as far as his... when his popular...
sure, it was his third album.
And it was the edited version. And they're used to... I feel like Jay-Z... was another artist that did it, but there's plenty of them that did it. It was mostly rap, that there wasn't just, like, now if they play, like, a song on the radio...
it just doesn't have anything.
There's just, you might hear the music, but they have that edited out. But you were getting, like, almost a totally different song.
I know. When I remember when an album would come out, I would get the CD and I'd be like, that's what he says?
Yeah, there was...
sometimes I would be, like, thinking he says one thing and then,
you never knew the story.
Yeah, it was, like, a Graduation Kanye album, and yeah. There's what's... the, I can't tell me nothing, which I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on. That's my favorite song by him.
I like that song.
And he says hoes, and I was like, I mean, I knew he was going to say hoes, but I was just like, that sounds weird when he says it, because I'm so used to hearing it without it now. But sometimes, there was always like a lot of the times Eminem would say chickens instead of bitches.
Sometimes it works.
Like, chickens, like, they like come, they go.
Like a horror movie where it's, you don't see, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. The first one was always, that's what everybody says about that one. Like, you don't really see anything.
Yeah.
But it's still terrifying because then your imagination runs with
yeah.
what happened when he pulled that girl behind that door. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, with the music, you can kind of fill in the blank and right. know. And then when you hear him say it, it's like, oh.
Yeah. But it's more fun when they say something different.
Or we'll know which album it was. Whichever Eminem album had, what was the song? Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Marshall Mathers?
I think that was Slim Shady LP.
Was that,
it might have been Marshall Mathers, but I think it was Slim Shady.
Maybe no, you know, I might be thinking of the wrong song. But either way, that whole song wasn't on the edited version. And they had that one where he was like a teacher, which was even weirder because it was like a teacher to the kids. But that was edited.
Yeah.
Like to a point, but so you literally had a whole different song on two different CDs. Like, yeah. I don't think that song was on the uncut version. Yeah.
But I like that. You're right. That's a good thing to talk about.
And I feel like it made it, the artists, Eminem went with chickens. Instead of bitches or whatever. But they made the artist come up with a different... they might have to change their cadence and say a whole different word mm-hmm. or come up with a different way to... I don't know. It's just a lost art form because now everything's streaming. You don't have censorship. On the radio, yes, but then like...
Did you own the DVD back in the day of 8 Mile?
No.
So I did, okay? I also saw the movie in theaters when I was like...
8 Mile?
I was 13. Another family, so like my friend's mom took us, another mom from our school and her kids were, and her kid and like a bunch of girls from our school were there, not to see 8 Mile, but they ran into us and like, oh, taking them to see Harry Potter. What are you guys here for? Oh, and she's like, 8 Mile. And she's like, oh, that was the end of the conversation.
That's all.
But anyways,
the movie was starting.
So we saw it, or so if you had the DVD of 8 Mile, mm-hmm. there was a music video and the special features for Superman.
Okay.
You know the one?
Bazaar was in the back.
Yeah. And in the music video on the DVD, at least, there's nudity.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. They show tits.
Oh, no.
They show
who cares?
They show boobies.
I don't care then.
And But it still was
boobies and butt.
They show boobies and they show butt. But they also fucking censored. It was a censored version of the song. So like they're showing boobs, but also it says chickens, they gum, they go. And I've ever since I was a 13-year-old hot teen boy, yeah. I've found that to be very odd.
That's strange that they went that way.
It is. I'd agree. I mean, obviously, that's my whole point. That was my room for cream.
No, it wasn't.
No, I know.
You can't do that. I want to know what yours is. All right, good. I'm glad you liked mine, though, because I've thought about that for a while.
It was good.
Yeah. It could lead to a longer conversation, but not now. What's your room for cream? Thank you. Email me what you think. What's your favorite edited song? You ever hear WAP on the radio?
Mm-mm. I bet you it's unlistenable.
You know the song, though.
Yeah.
You heard the song. From the top, make it drop. That's some wet.
Okay.
Stupid.
Yeah, because I also associate the word, like if someone says wet, sometimes the way, depending on how they say it, I'm imagining that they're talking about PCP.
Wet, make it wet.
Y'all like to get wet?
Okay, it's not like that. It's wet.
Okay. So it's not like PCP.
Park that big
angel dust
truck right in his little garage.
That could be your intro next week. Now you're ruining it.
Oh.
My RFC, my room for cream, is mental health. I got this from Gregory Iron, but no, for real though.
Oh,
so this year was diagnosed with depression and anxiety and PTSD. Okay. And you know how like they say, one sign of depression is like you stop doing stuff that you like your hobbies and stuff.
Yeah, you used to do or brought you joy or whatever.
Well, I haven't read actively read comic books in like 9 years.
Okay.
More, I guess. And now I am because I've been treating this and medicating medication and stuff like that.
In over a week.
No, I was reading one when I was waiting for you to come over, actually.
What was it?
Well, so I got this. I'm not actually technically reading comic books.
You're just looking at the pictures?
Well, I am reading them, but I have there's a DC Infinite app that's like got out there. Yeah. And then I'm just getting caught up and stuff like that. And some of the stuff that's going on is real cool. Some of the stuff is kind of weird, like Batman stuff going on right now.
There's a lot of lame stuff in comic books.
Like right now, Batman, well, where I am, because I'm starting from 2023. So
the year of you and me.
Exactly. Superman, Green Lantern, Flash, Batman, and Justice League, and then Detective Comics, which is a different Batman thing, are what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And so I read an issue of The Flash, then I read an issue of fucking Green Lantern.
The story, though.
Yeah. Well, I read one issue, and then I move to the next issue. It's kind of like watching shows and then waiting for an episode.
But they're all the same story, but it's The Flash. And
not really. That's the weird thing. So, like, the Batman in the Justice League is regular old Batman, okay? Yeah. But in his comic book. So, in 2003, they all started from issue one again, okay?
Yeah, they like doing that at DC.
They do. They love doing it. And but not Batman. He didn't do it. And the reason that they do it is because it gets people interested in reading those comic books again.
Well, and
they don't do it with Batman ever because Batman doesn't need that.
They don't need to.
People are already interested in that character.
What I've also heard is that I want to see the whole story or the whole thing.
Agreed.
So when you go, Batman 742 just came out. I'm not going to get into that. That's
right,
way too
right,
much.
For sure.
But if you restart it, it's a little more welcoming.
It
refreshes it for the people that have been reading it,
mm-hmm.
and it gives a nice new jumping off point.
And I think, sometimes I would just get it, the trade, and then read, this one little story arc. But the Batman stuff going on is fucking bizarre, dude. Like, Bruce Wayne is, his body is taken over by a different consciousness, and he's in prison in his brain with the Joker.
Well, like he sees what's
and
happening.
He created this robot that's essentially like Ultron, but it's Batman. It's a Batman robot Ultron, and there's like a bunch of them, and they're Batman right now, and it's fucking weird, but it's actually interesting. At first, when I was starting it, I was like, "This is stupid," but then as I kept reading it, I was like, "This is interesting, actually." So I'm enjoying it. I didn't start the Detective Comics though, because at first I read, I got caught up on what was going on in the Flash before I started reading it, so that I could know, because that's what the internet said to do.
Yeah,
it said you need to read this story so that you understand why Wally West is the main Flash in the Flash now. And I was like, okay.
Because the other one ran away.
No, oh. I don't even really understand it, to be honest with you. But I'm sure there's a reason.
Read shit, and I just accept it.
And that's
in
what
comics,
I did.
Okay.
I like Wally West. He's cool.
I don't know DC as much as Marvel. I actually just started. It hasn't been 9 years or whatever for me, but it's been a while. I'll say months, maybe.
Been a while.
Stained. I read some of my Deadpool comics I have.
Hell yeah, man.
But I get like the collections or trade paperbacks or whatever. I don't really care for single issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get those because I'm like, I just want to read this whole story. But it's just, it's funny you bring that up.
Agreed. With what? Like that comic book. That way to look at it.
But yeah, no, I guess, yeah. And it was nice. It's a stupid little story, and I don't remember what happened before it. But,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of it's standalone stuff, too, that they do.
Right. The fucking Flash story that I had to read to get caught up was called 1 Minute War.
Oh, because they're so fast.
Yeah, and there's these aliens that come, and they, like, use the Speed Force, they get access to Speed Force if I'm not misunderstanding, they have to use speedsters as, like, the fuel. To time travel.
Like a gerbil speed in the wheel.
And so they come here and they're like, we're going to fucking kill you, sons of bitches. But because they're there, like, everybody's frozen, you know?
Yeah.
Besides the speedsters, because it's like, they're it's taking place so in 1 minute. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, Superman isn't frozen. He's pretty much frozen, but he could move just really slowly because he's Superman. It's cool. The bad guys lose and the speedsters survive.
Never mind. So you're depressed.
Well, I mean, I'm getting better.
You're getting out of it.
I'm getting, I'm doing comic books again and stuff, so that's a good sign.
Why are you getting better? What are you doing?
I've been taking medication, you know, and now that I'm aware of it.
Therapy.
It's a little easier. Right. Yeah, talking to people on the...
I'm not trying to put your business on.
Teledoc, or whatever it is. They say teledoc, tele-wrestler. What is it?
Tele-wrestler, telephone.
Yeah. Telegram.
No, I can't remember.
Telegram,
beautiful boy.
There it is. That's what they say.
Yeah, man.
Son of a bitch. That's what Jim Ross does.
I remember that. Well, creamers, that's all the time we've got for tonight.
Creamers.
Please comment below. Corey Thompson. We fucking love you.
What are we doing?
We love you. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
I can throw my kisses with this mic.
Whoa.
There's no Gable. Look at the nipples. They're completely different.
Wait a minute.
Go grab the Americanas.
How do you know what Gable and Americanas' nipples look like?
Because they both compete shirtless on TV, Michael Cole. I do my job as a researcher. That's the tell. Yes. Big difference in nipple size.
I can tell you, I have never, ever done research by studying a man's nipples.